Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hi, I'm Susie McIntyre.
And I'm Russ Weaver.
And we want to welcome you to Cowboy Church. Now, a lot of people are kind of getting used to having church online on their TVs and not congregating in a building.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
I'm not knowing.
We're supposed to be 6 feet apart. But if we hold our feet sideways, we can make six in between there.
So we're trying to comply, right?
I just figured there's some really common sense things that you need to exercise at times like this. Mm-hmm. One is, if you're going to wear a mask, understand that it will breathe. Because if it didn't breathe, it would choke you.
Right.
So you're still taking in air. Yeah.
And, exactly.
And they say some spit is actually going out. So you don't know what to think. You don't know what to hear. But the thing is, just use some common sense.
That's exactly right. You know, we should always use common sense. When it's flu season, when we get a cold in the summertime, we should isolate ourselves. We should take precautions to always wash our hands. And just use some common sense about it all. Anyway, we're glad that you have joined us for Cowboy Church. Sit back and relax. We're going to have a great time.
There is a candle in every soul, and some brightly burning, but some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings the fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. Carry a candle and run to the darkness. Seek out the hopeless, confused and torn. Hold out your candle for all. Go light your world. Frustrated brother, I see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. And see now our sister, she's been robbed and lied to, but still holds a candle without a flame. Carry your candle and run to the darkness. Seek out the helpless, deceived and torn. Hold out your candle for all. Blind, but now I see my change.
mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, He will be forever mine. My chains are gone. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me.
And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. And like a flood, His mercy
unending love, amazing grace,
unending love,
unending love,
amazing grace.
That's an awesome song, Mark. I just wanted to ask you, I was looking at a picture over here that Mark brought into our marriage, and Mark, you know what I'm talking about over here. So as I get this picture, would you please tell just a little bit about what that picture means to you?
Well, I see where your head is. Here, yes, by the side, off your left shoulder. Uh-huh. Yeah. I was at a particularly difficult point in my life a number of years ago, and feeling loaded with shame and loaded with guilt and self-loathing and a number of other things. And it, this picture came into my world at just the right time. It, like no other painting actually that I've seen, depicts the grace of God. And this fella in the purple shirt on this painting is not me in actuality, but when I saw the painting, it felt like me. Jesus is holding up a very broken man who's standing with a nail and a mallet, with a spike and a mallet in his hand, and Jesus is giving him grace. And this the photograph is titled, I think, Forgiven.
Hey, at Cowboy Church, we have one of our special guests. My brother's preaching again. You won't want to miss it. His name is Randy Weaver.
Say it and think about it the way God meant for us to think about it. And I will say this, when it comes to the baptism in the Holy Spirit, it comes to speaking in tongues and all of those things in the scripture, if we're not comfortable with it, we're going to interpret it the way we want to because we're not comfortable with it. And I just say this, please don't ever interpret scripture in the way that makes you comfortable. So the New Testament revelation of the Holy Spirit many times is interpreted according to our own circumstances that we've lived around. The same phrase used by different people in different circumstances can mean different things. According to Luke, the book of Luke, he emphasizes almost exclusively the Spirit's role in empowering believers. Why? In the empowerment of a believer, why? For service. In Luke 24, verse 49, it says, I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city, Jesus told him this, until you have been clothed with power from on high. This is what Jesus said to them. They didn't really know what was going to happen when they were in the upper room. They had to stay open in their heart, in their mind, their body, and their soul. They had to be open to what God was going to bring to them. They couldn't say, well, I've never seen that before, so I'm just not going to believe it. So here it is in Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 8. On one occasion, verse 1, while he, meaning Jesus, was eating with them, he gave this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. In other words, you've been baptized in water, but there's a baptism that is subsequent, or something that follows your conversion, and that's going to be a baptism in the Holy Spirit. For case in point, you don't have to, let me just clear the air here, you don't have to speak in tongues in order to go to heaven. I mean, no place in the Bible does it say that. This is something that is additional power for you. It's kind of like, has anybody ever driven those old Chevy, is it 6.3 liter diesel pickups? That y'all don't know what I'm talking about. They're old. And they, like, going up over the mountains, if you're pulling a horse trailer, you can actually run faster than that pickup can take you over the mountains. But you get in one of them Dodge Cummins diesel pickups, and you put the gas on that, that's power.
Yeah.
And so, here it is. It's still a pickup, and it's still going to get you over the mountain. It's going to be a lot better deal if you get in the Dodge. I don't know how else to put it. More power. You with me? Does that kind of make sense to you? So, he said, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And it says, so when we meet together, when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? And these disciples, they're just a hoot. Because they're like, Jesus is trying to, he's real serious about this stuff. And he's like, listen, I'm gonna give you power, and the Holy Spirit's going to come on you, and you're going to do some great things. And they're like, well, at this point in time, are we gonna overtake the oppression here that we're under from the Roman Empire and the government here? Is this when you're gonna kind of come and do your thing, and we're gonna get them people? The disciples, you laugh. Too many times we get off topic. And see, what happens when it comes to these things? This is really the crux of my message this morning, whatever it is. The crux of my message is, too many people, when it comes to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they focus on speaking in tongues. When God says the focus should always be about being witnesses and being empowered to live the life that he's called you to live. Speaking in tongues is what we do to edify ourselves, the scripture says, because it builds us up in the most holy faith when we pray in our prayer language and we pray in God's will for things in our life. Because, like, I mean, During worship time here at the church, I'm praying in the spirit over there because I need more strength. I need more power in my life. I mean, I poured it out in the first service, poured it out in the third service, and then nothing's left. I'm like, don't give them leftovers because there's nothing left over. See, but I have to have additional power. You with me?
Yeah.
And so we all need that, though. And it's not about flaunting our gift, but it's about having that gift so we can be better men, better women, better witnesses for the kingdom of God, so we can have power in situations, in our businesses, in our world, in our marriages, with our kids. We can have information and wisdom from the Holy Spirit, because he will pray to the Father on our behalf when we pray in the Spirit. It's not about speaking in tongues. It's about what that gift does in us, for us, and through us. In other words, we were immersed in water. Now God said, I want to immerse you in the Holy Spirit. I want to baptize you, and I want you to be immersed in everything that I have for you. And you see, us people that want to be in control, and even to the point sometimes of being controlling, we don't want a total immersion when it comes to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We just want to get sprinkled a little bit. Woo. Got a little quiet right there. I'll move on. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He didn't even answer their question. You know, it's kind of like them lawyer questions. Jesus is like, really? You're going to ask me that? So here's what he said to them. It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria. Because he said the uttermost parts of the earth, that's us. He says, you'll be witnesses wherever you are when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, let me just ask you this. This is a piercing question, but I do mean it. How are you at your witnessing? How you doing with that? What kind of a grade would you give yourself as a born-again believer? Are you actually telling other people about Christ? Are you letting them know what God has done for your life? Are you sharing your testimony, the thing that God has done with you, with other people? And what this is saying is, the Holy Spirit is saying, I want to help you improve your grade when it comes to helping other people know about Jesus and about eternity. That's it. Very well said, thank you. It's just, I mean, it's, well, I've had a lot of practice. 1 Corinthians 12:12, it says, the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all parts are many, they form one body. In other words, we are all immersed in the Holy Spirit as one body for one purpose, for one cause, for one reason, and that is to hold up the name of Jesus wherever we are. I love that. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into the body, whether Jew, Greek, slave, or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. So the book of Acts uses several expressions interchangeably to describe the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I can't go through it. I don't have time for all of this, but it talks about baptism in the Holy Spirit, about the Spirit coming, about the Spirit falling on them, about the Spirit being poured out, about the promise of the Father, the promise of the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Spirit. And I just challenge you, read the book of Acts and let the Holy Spirit teach you through this. And let me just recommend, I don't know if we have any of these Bibles back there in the bookstore back there, but the Spirit-filled study Bible. If you don't have one of those, I suggest you get a Spirit-filled study Bible, because it will explain all of these things so much better than I am. So here it is. No one term fully describes all that is involved in this experience. So what can we expect when we're baptized in the Holy Spirit? Jesus said it in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea. And he'll give us power to be bold under pressure. Whenever pressure comes on us, instead of giving in to the pressure, there will be a boldness in us that we'll step up. Peter being full of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 4, 8, it talks about that. He'll give us a revelation knowledge about what's going on in our life. The Holy Spirit can give us a word for somebody that we're in contact with. The Holy Spirit can give us knowledge. It can give us wisdom. It can give us a gift of discernment. You people that are in business, sometimes you need discernment as to the decisions that you need to make. The Holy Spirit can give you discernment where you don't have to go through all of the mess ups in your business. You can actually rely on the Holy Spirit to give you discernment. The power of the Holy Spirit. I can't get into all of the things the Holy Spirit wants to do in us and through us, through our submission to him. Inspired speech, witnessing, preaching, and Peter addressed the crowd. The same Peter that denied Jesus was the one that got up in front of the people on the day of Pentecost. 5,000 people got saved that one Sunday morning. Or it wasn't a Sunday. I don't know what day it was. But they got saved anyway.
Amen.
And, I mean, this was Peter that was denying Jesus, But when he was baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, he got up and just went on with it. There's a boldness that comes in you whenever you submit to the Holy Spirit. Again, I think it's important, just because the book of Acts teaches that tongues are the evidence of the Spirit. Baptism does not mean that Christians should seek tongues for that purpose. We don't seek the tongues, we seek the giver of the gift of tongues. You with me? Let's stay real sharp here about this. In some circles, people who don't speak in tongues are made to feel like second-class citizens. That is not from God. Our desire should be the Spirit Himself and God's purposes in this world, not merely tongues as an evidence of the Spirit. The emphasis is not that we are baptized in the Spirit and that you will speak in tongues, but empowerment for that mission and the purpose behind your being able to pray in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit enhances our ability to worship through serving. There's so many things that the Holy Spirit does for us. Says we're built up spiritually in 1 Corinthians 14:4. He gives us words to say. When we pray in the Spirit, we can pray Spirit-led prayers. The Bible says also that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is subject to the man or the person. In other words, when God baptizes you in the Holy Spirit and you begin to speak in tongues, you can say whether you want to speak in tongues or not. The Holy Spirit doesn't possess you and you just go up, no, 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 and I can't stop. It's not like that. You with me?
Amen.
The Spirit is subject to your decision to pray in the Spirit. Does that make sense? Okay. I love this stuff, and it's just good common sense. It should be common. Maybe it's uncommon. I'm not sure. The Scripture says the baptism in the Holy Spirit is a gift. Jesus, He said this, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your Heavenly Father want to give good gifts to those that love Him? A gift is not given because you deserve it and fasted long enough for it or waited long enough for it. The only requirement is faith, that you believe God and you love God, and God will give you this gift because it is a gift for everybody, as the Scripture has said. God will do it in His way, in His time.
Amen.
Your job is just to ask and continue to seek and ask. Amen? Does that make sense? When you receive Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit already lives in you. This is something that is additional to salvation.
Well, if you enjoy Cowboy Church, I want to ask you to do something. Get your checkbook out or go to the website and pledge to support Cowboy Church. We rely on your gifts. This doesn't come to me. It doesn't come to Russ. It comes to us making these shows weekly. God has put us in a place where we rely upon the people who enjoy Cowboy Church. We love hearing from you. Thank you for your letters and thank you for your support. God bless you. And we'll see you next week on Cowboy Church.